last Sunday's halacha shiur, we were talking about the zman of tefillah shachris. We discussed the earliest time to daven shachris. I'd like to talk about today, when is the latest time to daven shachris? So the Mishnah, at the beginning of the fourth parak in Brachos, quotes machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, when is the latest time to daven shachris? Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's ad dalet shos, until the fourth hour of the day. So in a perfect day, if we begin at 6 o'clock, let's say Honetz Acham is 6 o'clock and Shkia is 6 o'clock on a perfect day, so then Dalet Shos is until 10 o'clock. It's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Ad Dalet Shos. And the Chachamim say Ad Chatzos, but Tefillah Shachris is until Chatzos. What's the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim based on? So the Gemara in Brachos explains it's based on when the Talmud Shel Shachar was brought. Rabbi Yehuda holds it was brought until Dalet Shos, and the Chachamim say it was until Chatzos. Machlokas exactly when they brought the Talmud Shel Shachar. And the Gemara actually says that we paskin like whom? Rabbi Yehuda. Paskin, the Mishnah says that they brought the Talmud Shel Shachar until Dalet Shos. That's what they did. So we paskin that Tefillah Shachris is until Chatzos. It's Tefillah Shachris until Dalet Shos. It could be that Me'ikar Adin, they could have brought it until Chatzos, but the question is, when did they actually do it? When did they practically do it? Rabbi Yehuda says they practically did it until Dalet Shos. So that's the Zman. That's the Zman for the Talmud Shel Shachar. That's the Zman for Tefillah Shachris. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. It's in Pei Tesif Aleph. What's it then if you didn't daven before Dalet Shos? What do you do? You didn't daven before the end of Zman Tefillah. So can you daven afterwards or not? Let's say by mistake, a person is sick or he gets up late, and it's after Zman Tefillah. You know, when the Nates is very early, in the summertime, the Nates is much earlier. Now in the wintertime, it's later. Now we changed the clock, so it got earlier again. But at some point in time, in December, Hanetz Acham is going to be 7:30, 7:20. So it's much later. But when it's earlier, right, when it's earlier, so Sov's Zman Tefillah can get very early. So what happens if Ba'onis, a person, didn't get Zman Tefillah before Dalet Shos? What's the din? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gemara that you should still daven Shachris. Even after Dalet Shos, you should daven Shachris. You're not going to get Schar Tefillah b'zmana, but you get Schar Tefillah. Get a basic Schar of Tefillah Shachris, even if you're not going to get Schar Tefillah b'zmana. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So you should daven Shachris, even after Dalet Shos. Okay? Daven Shachris then. You'll still get Schar Tefillah, but you're not going to get Schar Tefillah b'zmana. What's the nature of such a halacha? If we paskin that Zman Tefillah Shachris until Dalet Shos, or after Dalet Shos, it's over. We're like, what kind of a strange halacha is that? No, Schar Tefillah b'zmana you're not going to get, but Schar Tefillah you still get. You can still daven Tefillah Shachris. So what kind of a halacha is that? Some of the Achronim raised the following hakir, this question. What's the status of the time between Dalet Shos and Chatzos, vis-a-vis Tefillah Shachris? Should we say that it's still a Zman for Shachris? It's the Zman for Shachris. It's not a Zman l'chatchila for Shachris. It's a Zman b'di'evet for Shachris. So that's what the Gemara is saying. That Schar Tefillah b'zmana you're not going to get, meaning Schar Tefillah b'zmana l'chatchila you're not going to get. But it's still the Zman for Shachris. Still for Chatzos. Right? It is the Zman for Shachris. Maybe they could have brought the Talmud Shel Shachar at this time. According to such a shita, l'chari you would have to say that. They could bring the Talmud Shel Shachar then. They never did. They always brought it before Dalet Shos. But they could bring it until Chatzos. So we paskin that you could still daven Shachris then. It's still a Zman HaTefillah. It's not a Zman HaTefillah l'chatchila, but the other is a Zman HaTefillah. That's one way to look at it. Second way to look at it is no, the Zman for Tefillah Shachris is over at Dalet Shos. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's over. Period. That's it. So what's this idea that the Gemara has that you can still daven from Dalet Shos to Chatzos? The answer is that's Midin Tashlumin. Rabbi Yehuda says that even though you can't daven, right, the Zman for Tefillah Shachris is over, but we know there's a concept of Tashlumin, that if you miss Tefillah, so then you can make it up. So normally you talk about if you miss the Tefillah during its Zman, if you miss Mincha during Zman of Mincha, then you can make up Mincha during the Zman of Mariv. You daven two Shmona Esrei, so the first Shmona Esrei is Mariv, the second Shmona Esrei is a Tashlumin for the Mincha that you miss. So this is taka interesting. You're not davening Mincha here. You're not davening two Tefillahs, you're davening one. Between Dalet Shos and Chatzos, you're davening one tefillah. But maybe the pshat is, you're really davening a tashlumin for Shachris. It's not the zman for tefillah shachar. It's not the zman lechatchila. It's not the zman b'di'eved. But you can still daven tashlum. So if you wait until after chatzos, you wait until zman of mincha. So then the rules are a little different. Then you can daven tashlum, but you got to piggyback on another tefillah. You got to piggyback on tefillah's mincha. So your first tefillah is mincha, and the second tefillah is tashlum for shachar. But here, right, there's a special halacha that you can daven a tashlum for shachar without piggybacking on a second tefillah. Right, you can daven a tashlum for shachar between dalet shalos and chatzos. Maybe that's the idea. So two ways of looking at it: that either you can daven between dalet shalos and chatzos because it's a zman of tefillah b'di'eved, zman tefillah shachar b'di'eved. It's not a zman lechatchila, but it's still a zman b'di'eved. What the pshat is? No, it's not a zman for tefillah b'chol. Your zman for shachar is over, but you can daven tashlum for shachar between dalet shalos and chatzos. What's enough to mean? Either way, you can daven it. What does it matter? Akiva.
Yeah. Is that a general approach to tashlumin that we assume that it doesn't have to be piggybacking on another tefillah in order to...
No, it always has to be piggybacking. So this is an exception to the rule, where it's not necessary to piggyback on another tefillah. Right, this is a big chiddush. Yes? Meaning that you're davening the tashlumin after the first tefillah. That you, if you miss mincha, let's say, then you daven tushmona esrei for ma'ariv. Or if you miss ma'ariv, then you daven tushmona esrei for shachris. So your first Shmona Esrei is Shachris, and then you piggyback on that Shmona Esrei a Tashlum. Here, I'm not davening two, I'm only davening one between Dalet Shalos and Chatzos, but that's also considered Tashlum according to the second Pshat.
But they don't have to be like back-to-back.
They do have to be back-to-back. What do you mean?
There's a Zman
that... You really, if you daven Tashlum, you're supposed to daven one Shmona Esrei, and then you're supposed to daven the second Shmona Esrei somewhat to the first. And you're not supposed to wait, actually. You're supposed to k'day hilich Dalet Amos. Right, you're supposed to take three steps back, you finish whatever you're doing, and then you take three steps forward and daven the second Shmoneh Esrei. You're supposed to be at tzirah between the two Shmoneh Esreis. We'll get to that hopefully, Mitzvah Shem, if we ever get to Tashlumin. But that's the halacha. The halacha normally is that the tefillah's Tashlumin has to be mitzurah, it has to be connected to a tefillah of Zman. And I guess the simple pshat is that who says that we can daven a tefillah's Tashlumin? It's shelo b'zmana of that tefillah. So if you connect it to a tefillah bizmana, a tefillah that you're allowed to daven, so then you can add on to the tefillah bizmana. That's the nature of the din tashlumin. The chiddush here is that between dalet shalos and chatzos, you're not connecting to another tefillah. You're not connecting to another tefillah. And yet, perhaps we can look at it as a tefillah tashlumin for shachas. Not that it's a zman b'di'evet for shachas, but it's a tefillah tashlumin for shachas. Yes?
Would there be a difference between that special tashlumin?
No. L'chor, it's the same halacha. It's just the only difference is that you don't have to piggyback. You can have a separate, independent tefillah for shachris without connecting it to a tefillah's mincha. It's better than
tashlum?
Okay, but the question is, but what's the nafkamina practically? I'm going to have to daven anyway, so what does it matter? Josh?
Mezid,
exactly. Excellent. The rule is that you can only daven tashlumin if you were ta'a. Right? Ta'a b'shogeg, you make a mistake. Right? A person misses the tefillah, he got involved in something, he totally forgot, he made a mistake. Made a mistake. Ta'a, nenas, shogeg. Right? There are different cases. If a person made a mistake, he was sick, he was sleeping. He missed the tefillah, but honest, he missed the tefillah b'shogeg. So then we give him a dispensation that he can daven tashlumin. But if a person missed the tefillah b'mezid, right, or b'pshia poshea is k'mezid, if he was negligent, he said, I still have time to daven. I have 2 hours to daven, so I'm going to get involved in some kind of a project. He gets involved in the project and he totally forgets to daven. That's not really a shogeg. That's amazing. That's like a poshea k'mezid. It's not so clear that he can daven tashlumin. Perhaps he can't daven tashlumin because he lost the opportunity. Shogeg, nenas, if by accident he forgot the tefillah, then we give him the opportunity to daven tashlumin. But if it's b'mezid or b'pshia, then l'chora, he would not be given the opportunity to daven tashlumin. So what's the din over here? So if a person was sick or he slept late and he missed tefillah b'zmana, so then l'chora, l'chuli yama, he could daven between dalet shalos and chatzos. Because even if you say that it's a tefillah tashlumin, but since he was nenas or he was a shogeg, then he can daven that tefillah tashlumin. But if he were mezid, Right? If Bipshia, he forgot Tfilah Shachris. Bipshia, he forgot. It's funny to say Bipshia, he forgot. Bipshia, he didn't daven Tfilah Shachris. So then if you hold that between Dalet Shos and Chatzos is his man for Shachris, it's not his man L'chatchila, but it's still his man B'dieved, so then he'll be able to daven. But if you say that it's a Tashlumin, then he won't be able to daven. Because Tashlumin is only... The opportunity for Tashlumin is given to a person only if he was Nenas or Shoving, not if he did it B'pshia or if he did it B'mezi. This is a Machlokes Rishon. The Rif and the Rosh both say at the beginning of the fourth parak in Brachis that if Ta'a, if you make a mistake and you don't daven before Dalet Shos, so then you can still daven, you can still daven later. You can still daven between Dalet Shos and Chatzos. It sounds like they're holding it's a din of Tashlumin. It's only if Ta'a. Ta'a, you make a mistake, so then you can still daven. You're not going to get Tzchai Tfilah B'Zmana, but you get Tzchai Tfilah. What kind of a Tzchai Tfilah? Tzchai Tfilah is Tashlumin. You get Tzchai Tfilah of Tashlumin. But that's why it's only if Ta'a is up the Rif in the Rosh. But the Beis Yosef is medayik from the Rambam that he disagrees. That the Rambam says Vim Ovar Oto Vispal Achad Dalet Shos, you can still be Yotze. Ovar Oto. He doesn't just say Ta'a Ovar. That sounds like even Bemezid. Right? The Rambam seems to say that between Dalet Shos and Chatzos still is a Zman of Tefillah. It's not a Zman of Tefillah L'chatchila, but it's still a Zman B'Di'evet. So therefore, you can still daven at that time, even if Bemezid you missed the Tefillah before Dalet Shos. Okay, that's one nafkamina perhaps between these two different approaches. Others point out there could be a second nafkamina. That is regarding Birchus Kriyashma. What do I mean, Birchus Kriyashma? The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Nun Chesiv Vav that Sov Zman Tefillah relates not only to Shmona Esrei but to Birchus Kriyashma as well. The Zman for Kriyashma B'Shach B'chov Kumecha, it's a Zman of Kima. So we Paskin, the Zman for Kriyashma is until Gimel Shos. 3 hours into the day, in a perfect day, that's until 9 o'clock in the morning. But the Zman for Tefillah is another hour. It's not totally in the Zman of Kima, it's totally in the Tamil Shoshach. Another hour for Tefillah. So what's the din for Birchas Kriyashma? So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is based on the Mishnah. Mishnah and Brachas and Avtesim Abeis. Mishnah says, Akari Mekam Ve'elech, Lo Hivsid Ka Adam Hakari Batara. Someone who reads Kriyashma after the Gimel Shos, Lo Hivsid, he wasn't Mafsid, like someone who's Kari Batara. What does that mean? Lo Hivsid, he wasn't, but he read Kriyashma after the Zman of Kriyashma. So what's the... It's okay, he was Kari Batara Shkoyach, but he wasn't Yosef in the midst of Kriyashma. So what does it mean that he wasn't Mafsid? So the Gemara explains, he wasn't Mafsid, the Brachas. The Brachas Kriyashma, you can still be Yotzei even after 3 hours into the day. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That the Birchas Kriyashma can still be Yotzei, even though you can't be Yotzei Kriyashma, the Kriyashma itself, it's like you read from the Torah. Right? The Parshas of Kriyashma are all found in the Torah, so Ka'adam HaKari BaTorah, you acquire Kriyashma. It's as if you learned Torah, but you weren't Yotzei in the midst of Kriyashma. But Birchas Kriyashma, you were Yotzei, because Birchas Kriyashma are not a function of the Zman of Kriyashma, they're a function of the Zman of Tefillah. Why? Birchas Kriyashma are connected to Kriyashma, so the Chor, they should be governed by the Zman of Kriyashma, or should they be governed by Tefillah? So the Birak Rab in Siman Nun Ches, Cotton Tezva, quotes from the Rashba, a Tshuva of the Rashba, that the Rashba says that Birchas Kriyashma are like Tefillah. The Dinam Ketefillah, Chazal were Mesakein that you not only should say Kriyashma, but you should say the Brachos before and after Kriyashma. So those Brachos have a Din of Tefillah because they're really a part of Tefillah. They're not an intrinsic part of the Kriyashma. They're extra, right? So, and Chazal treated them like Tefillah. The Rashi says, I'll bring you a raya. Because if the Birchos Kriyashma are really Brachos on the Kriyashma, so then what should the Chasimah say Bracha be? Likro es Shema, right? Shekashonim is supposed to be Tzivanu. Likro al Kriyashma, Likro es Shema. It should have the regular Nusach of Birchos HaMitzvah, but we don't have the Nusach of Birchos HaMitzvah in the Birchos Kriyashma. So you can't say that Birchos Kriyashma are a chelik of the Kriyashma. They must only have a din of Tefillah. So says the Gaon, that's why they're subject to the Zman of Tefillah, not subject to the Zman of Kriyashma. So what's the din when it comes to Birchas Kriyashma? Let's say you didn't say Birchas Kriyashma within Dalet Shos. Can you say it afterwards? Yes, you had a question, Ellie?
It's just in regards to Shulim. You would also say, if one is Marv, you would also say Shulim for Marv twice a Shabbos, or?
Yes. Yeah. That's what Tashlumin is. You miss Marv, you say Tashlumin, two Shmona Esrei of Shacharis. You miss Mincha, two Shmona Esrei of Marv. Yeah. What's it then if you didn't, do you have a question on this?
Yeah,
or?
I might have heard it wrong, but aren't there some that, I mean, that Kriya Shema is not like regular Birchas HaMitzvah that would be inherently Kriya Shema?
It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah.
Yeah, it's not like a regular Birchas HaMitzvah that it's, however you view it.
It's not the Nusach HaBroch of a Birchas HaMitzvah.
Right.
But it's mamish a chelik of Kriya Shema.
Or I mean, if you said a Birchas HaMitzvah is a chelik and Birchas Kriya Shema is the same idea, then it would be connected to Kriya Shema. But
well, there's a discussion if you say Amen after the bracha, right? Between the bracha and the Kriya Shema, right? So if you say, and if you're machmir for that, then you're assuming that there is some kind of a din of Birchas HaMitzvah.
Yeah, I've heard in discussions with by Sphira, how you have to have those two are like exceptions.
No, by Sphira, the bracha mamish might be a chelik of the Sphira.
Yeah,
there are different Rishonim that actually have the bracha as being a chelik of the minyan. It could be a different halacha. The Pashup Shad is the Birchas Kriyashma are not a chelik of the Kriyashma, they're simply tefila. The haraya that the Zman for Birchas Kriyashma is governed by the Zman for tefila, not the Zman for Kriyashma. What's it then if you didn't say Birchas Kriyashma in the Zman, you didn't say it within the Dalet Shas? Can you say the Birchas Kriyashma? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rosh. Rosh has a Rav Haigo who says that after Dalet Shos you don't say Birchas Kriya Shema anymore. After Dalet Shos you don't say Birchas Kriya Shema. The question is why not? But Yehuda holds that Tefillah is Ad Dalet Shos, but he himself admits that you can daven Shachris after Dalet Shos until Chatzos, so Ma'ishna Birchas Kriya Shema from Tefillah. If you tell me that Birchas Kriya Shema has a din of tefillah, then it should be subject to all the rules of tefillah. So if we say that you can daven tefillah shachas even after Dalet Shos, b'di'eved, right? You can daven tefillah after Dalet Shos. So then, why by Birchas Kriya Shema can you not say the brachas after Dalet Shos? L'chatchila, you should say them before Dalet Shos because they're subject to the rules of zmanit tefillah. But b'di'eved, if you didn't, then you should be able to say it after Dalet Shos. Dacha pela on the Shulchan Aruch and the Rosh. How can they say that? So this is a kasha that the Chasam Sofer is on Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rosh that you can't say Birchas Kriya Shema after Dalet Shos. So, Frekta Chasim Sofer, why? But if it has a din of tefillah, the Gaon says that Birchas Kriya Shema have a din of tefillah, the Haraya, the Zman for Birchas Kriya Shema is governed by the Zman for tefillah. So, Lachora, you should be able to daven, b'di'eved, you should be able to say the Birchas Kriya Shema between Dalet Shos and Chatzos. Maishna Birchas Kriya Shema from tefillah. So, some of the Achanim want to answer based on the Yisod that we developed. What's this halacha that you can daven tefillah, b'di'eved, between Dalet Shos and Chatzos? If you hold that it's a Zman B'di'evet for Tefillah Shachris, then Lachor, the Kash of the Chasim Sof is a good Kash. If it's a Zman B'di'evet for Tefillah Shachris, Lachor, it's a Zman B'di'evet for Birchas Kriya Shema as well. But if you say that it's a din of Tashlumin, that Tashlumin normally, you got to piggyback, connected to another Tefillah, but here there's a special halach when it comes to Tefillah Shachris, that between Dalet Shos and Chatzos, there's no need to piggyback, you can daven a Tefillah, Tashlumin for Shachris by itself. So then it could be we never find the concept of Tashlumin in the context of Birchas Kriya Shema. The Gemara doesn't talk about Tashlumin for Birchas Kriya Shema. It talks about davening Birchas Kriya Shema. But there's never a mention of Tashlumin. All the sugyas of Tashlumin in the fourth parak of Brachas, they talk about Tashlumin for Tefillah, Shmona Esrei, but not for Birchas Kriya Shema. So it could be that's the idea of the Rosh. That after Dalet Shos, you can't say Birchas Kriya Shema according to the Rosh, because he holds L'shitoso, the Rosh holds that the Zman of Dalet Shos, Tol Chatzos, that the Zman of Tashlumin for Shachris, for Tefillah Shachris. And since we only find Tashlumin regarding the Shmona Esrei of Shachris, so then you can't say Birchas Kriya Shema between Dalet Shos and Chatzos. That's the same Rosh who says that you can only daven Tefillah Shachris between Dalet Shos and Chatzos if Ta'a, if you made a mistake, if it's a Shogeg, then I understand you can daven Tashlumin. But the Mezid you can't. The same Rosh holds that there is no Tashlumin for Birchas Kriya Shema, so if you miss Birchas Kriya Shema within Dalet Shos, then you can't daven between Dalet Shos and Chatzos. But if you were to go like the Rambam and the Riff, against the Riff and the Rosh, if you go like the Rambam that the Zman between Dalet Shos and Chatzos is an Ikka Zman for Tefillah, an Ikka Zman B'di'evet for Tefillah, but it's still part of the Zman for Tefillah, L'chor, according to the Rambam, what should emerge is that you could say Birchas Kriya Shema even after Dalet Shos. B'di'evet, you could say Birchas Kriya Shema. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mishkan Es Yaakov in a tshuva, where he says he thinks you should be able to say Birchas Kriya Shema after Dalet Shos. Against the Shulchan Aruch. He quotes the Shulchan Aruch, but he says, I think I think that the halacha das Rambam Iker, he says, so therefore he thinks that you should be able to say Birchas Kriyishma after Chatzos. What's the Mishkan Yisya'akov talking about? The Rambam didn't discuss Birchas Kriyishma. The Rambam is talking about davening Shachris between Dalet Shas and Chatzos. What's the Mishkan Yisya'akov saying? Chora, he's making his point. That if you hold like the Rambam, that you can daven Shachris between Dalet Shas and Chatzos me'ikar adin, right? You can daven, not midin tashlumin, it's still a zman for Shachris, and therefore you can even daven b'mezid, right? If you forgot it b'mezid, so putting two and two together, which should emerge, is that according to the Rambam, you could say Birchas Kriyishma between Dalet Shas and Chatzos as well. Because even if there's no concept of tashlumin for Birchas Kriyishma, it doesn't matter. The zman between Dalet Shas and Chatzos is a zman b'dievet for tefillah, and Birchas Kriyishma is a chelik tefillah, so you should be able to say Birchas Kriyishma then as well. So how do we paskin? Right, we pass them like the Mishkan Yisya'akov, or like the Shulchan Aruch. So the Bir Halacha at the end of Simen Nun Ches quotes everyone. He quotes the Rosh and the Mishkan Yisya'akov, and he says that perhaps one can be Mekel if he's Nenas, meaning if by accident he forgot the Birchas Kriyishma, well, something happened. He woke up late. Right? He woke up late. So if he wakes up late, then certainly he can daven Shachris between Dalet Shos and Chatzos. But the question is, can he say Birchas Kriyishma? Right? So the Bir Halacha wants to suggest that maybe if by accident he forgot the Birchas Kriyishma, then perhaps there's room to be Mekel, that he should be able to say Birchas Kriyishma between Dalet Shas and Hatzos. He doesn't want to be Mekel outright like the Rambam, to say that even if he forgot B'mezid, that between Dalet Shas and Hatzos is still a Zman for Tefillah, is still a Zman for Birchas Kriyishma. He says if he forgot, if he was Nenas, or if he was Torah, then perhaps he can be Mekel. Why? What's the Bir Halacha saying? Chora, he's saying it's Sirufi. He's saying it could be the halachas like the Rambam, like the Mishkan Yisya'akov wants to suggest. It could be the halachas like the Rambam, that between Dalet Shos and Chatzos is taka azman b'diyavet for tefillah. So if it's azman b'diyavet for tefillah, then certainly you could say Birchas Kriyishma between Dalet Shos and Chatzos. Doesn't matter why you forgot. If you forgot it be'ones, you forgot it be'mezid, it's the same as regular tefillah, that the Rambam holds it. Even if you can't forget it be'mezid, you can still daven after Dalet Shos. But you could also add, right, maybe we don't want to pass on like the Mishkan Yisya'akov outright. We don't want to say the halacha is like the Rambam. We're concerned maybe the halacha is like Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, but even according to the Shulchan Aruch, the fact is it's possible that maybe there is a takon of tashlom for Birchas Kriyishma. The Rosh quotes the Rav Haigon, who says we don't find such an idea. We don't find such an idea in the Gemara. But maybe Efsher, maybe there is such a concept of tashlum for Birchas Kriyishma. Even if it's not mefurish in the Gemara, maybe there is such a concept. So it's really a tziruf. If you held like the Rambam, so then there's no need for a tziruf. Even if b'mezid, even if b'derach pshia, he forgot Birchas Kriyishma, he'd be able to say Birchas Kriyishma between Dalet Shos and Chatzos. The Mishnah Berurah is not willing to be mekel outright for the Mishkan Yisya'akov to say that the halacha is like the Rambam. He's hedging his bets. So he says that at least if a person is nenas, if by accident he forgot the Birchas Kriyishma, then he should be able to say the Birchas Kriyishma between Dalet Shos and Chatzos, because maybe the halacha is like the Rambam, and even if the halacha is like the Rosh and the Rif, maybe taka there is a concept of tashlumah for Birchas Kriyishma, even though we don't find that in the Gemara. Maybe there is a concept of tashlumah for Birchas Kriyishma. So if he's nenas or ta'a, then he should be able to say Birchas Kriyishma between Dalet Shos